The dung beetle.
There's reason for discretion, so let us be discreet. No need for explanation. Just say it likes to eat.
The tick.
It's true, the tick can make you sick. When brush is thick, leave quick.
Praying mantis.
When sitting down to dine, they say, many feel the need to pray. But when you have upon your plate a meal consisting of your mate, do you not think it truly coarse to give thanks to a higher force?
Saddleback caterpillar.
I wonder if he thinks it odd to have a face on both sides of his bod.
Oriental cockroach.
It's different from its cousins. How so? Ah, now I see. It loves to eat with chopsticks and has a yen for tea.
Housefly.
Here's the spot where the fly touched down. She paused too long, that's clear. Swat went the swatter. Zap, it got her. Now all that's left is a smear.
Unicorn beetle.
The unicorn beetles played in the park while Noah was busy loading his ark. Just like the unicorn, they missed the boat. But these beetles were lucky. These beetles could float.
Ants.
In my kitchen by my door, ants are crawling across my floor. Along the wall, they march in style, regimented, single file. I want them gone, but I'm unable to stop the sacking of my table. At night, I spray and set the traps, but they return for kitchen scraps. Some are clearly on patrol, scaling up the dog food bowl. They're climbing all around my sink, descending downward for a drink. I see their small antenna rattle. They've dug in for a long, hard battle. They've even come with queen and throne and claimed my kitchen as their own.
The flea.
Hiding in the woodland, neath brush and under log, you'll find the flea who frequently will hop upon my dog. Though fleas are very tiny, they'll wake him every night. It's not the size that matters, but the fact that they can bite.
Lice. Take my advice. Avoid all lice. They simply are not very nice.
The roach.
Behold the roach, how it survives, living life upon the edge. It hides in cracks and crevices beneath the kitchen counter ledge. It finds a way to live each day mid poisons, traps, and cheap motels, then quick takes flight at signs of light and keeps on guard for human smells.
Cicada.
In all their years under the ground, deep in the soil, they make no sound. No wonder when they come above, they cry out loud and search for love. Though predators may hear their song, their need to sing aloud is strong. To some it's noise that won't abate, but it's sweet music to a mate.
Butterfly.
A caterpillar wanted badly to become a butterfly. She hated crawling on the ground and wished that she could flutter by. She got her wish in time, of course, a wish she did regret. She turned into a butterfly, then flew into a net.
Millipede.
I used to have a millipede. I kept him for a pet. I fed him every day at noon and took him to the vet. I knitted him a sweater and made 500 pair of tiny silken slippers for my millipede to wear. And though I treated him so well, he snuck out in the street, then muddied up my carpets when he didn't wipe his feet.
Chiggers.
Lie in the ditch and you may itch, for out of sight lives the mite. Chiggers repose beneath your clothes, they'll leave a welt under your belt, and while you sleep they'll burrow deep, and at your seat will start to eat. Poor or rich, you still will itch.